KKFT. Local, live, and happening now. With Greg Neft and Jerry Evans, your noon news.
It is your Monday, and we were back from your weekend. A very good Monday afternoon to you from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft. We have 90 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. It's a hot one out there. Our top local stories this hour. A Reno man slammed with 20 counts related to a child sex image sting. Coming up, who the suspect is and why police say there could be more victims. Another sex crime suspect flees the area. Directly ahead, who he is and how you can help police find him. And President Trump is coming to Nevada. On the way, where in the state he'll visit and what he's expected to stay. Those stories and more on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft. Very good afternoon to you. If you're just coming back from your weekend, good to stay connected. And now with more, we say good afternoon as well to Jerry.
Good afternoon, Greg. A new month. August, summer, 26, America 250. It's all flying by. It is August 4th, and there are several fires throughout the state. There were several small ones that popped up over the weekend. Don't forget, get the app with KKFT, and we'll keep you updated. Special events this week, cars, boats, and the Charleston, and some of the bills that the legislature will take up next year right here in Nevada. All that and more this hour. It's the new news today, Monday. Greg?
And Jerry, thanks so much. We are glad you're with us here. And it is our top local story. 20 charges slammed against the Reno man accused of possessing child porn. Lots of it. RPD says they were tipped off to what 33-year-old Axel Lopez was doing during a separate case.
Lopez was initially arrested on July 8, 2026, during a regional heat operation. That arrest stemmed from an investigation in which Lopez allegedly attempted to meet a 15-year-old female juvenile for sexual acts.
And that's Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says the case grew from there.
During the continuing investigation, detectives identified more than 1,000 images and videos suspected of depicting child sexual abuse. The 20 additional charges are based on 20 videos, each depicting a separate child victim. The charged files represent only a portion of the suspected material under review.
Mercurio says they think he could have more victims. If you know anything, give them a call. Another suspect in a child sex case, this one already arrested, but the Washoe DA's office says Joseph Mattson was apparently able to get his ankle monitor off and flee the area. He was last seen in the area of Salmon Way, Reno, around noon on July 31st. We've got a picture of Mattson up on our Twitter page right now. Take a look by searching 99.1 FM Talk, and if you've seen him or you recognize him and you know where he might be, give police a call. Well, saying no. Neighbors in Urington on the streets to protest the proposed Monarch Data Center that was approved by the Lyon County Planning Commission.
I'm worried about the land and how it's going to be used, how the energy corridors coming through the Wabuska area, how they're taking land by eminent domain from our neighbors. I'm worried about our future.
Protester Lori Tom, that over the weekend, the Lyon County Commission still must sign off on the deal. The developer of the data center is promising the project will generate $2.5 billion in taxes for Lyon County. Well, take it off if you're in class. Carson City Schools saying no to smart glasses and other wearable tech. The ban covers devices that are capable of transmitting, recording, receiving, and sharing audio, images, video, and other electronic communications discreetly. It means you don't know you're being taped. The district says this has raised concerns over classroom distractions, academic integrity, and personal privacy. And yes, Google Glasses and those Facebook glasses are covered in the ban. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, President Trump said to visit Nevada this week.
On Wednesday, he will deliver remarks on the economy at Red Rock Casino in Las Vegas. The White House says President Trump will use the trip to spotlight his economic accomplishments and crackdown on crime, as well as raise money for the Republican Party. The California visit will be Trump's second of his second term. He last visited after the deadly Palisades and Eaton fires in early 2025 during his first week back in office. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Ahead of the visit, one Nevada voting rights group is slamming an issue Mr. Trump will likely talk about during his visit to Las Vegas, passing the Save America Act.
People would have to register in person and bring proof of citizenship like a birth certificate or passport. Brian Lemick is executive director of Defend the Vote Action Fund. He says the SAVE Act is a ploy to keep large numbers of people away from the polls.
Donald Trump's goal here is to prevent people from voting so that he can hold on to power and so Republicans can hold on to power. The bill is really just part of a larger plan to take over our elections, clumped in with the vote by mail and voting gerrymandering.
Mr. Trump says the changes are necessary to prevent non-citizens from voting. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Meantime, one Nevada senator who will likely not be at the president's Las Vegas event says she's not happy with Mr. Trump's efforts to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell. That's Jeffrey Epstein's alleged accomplice.
He's even gone as far to say, I'll take a look at it. I'll speak to the DOJ. And mind you, this is the same woman who facilitated Jeffrey Epstein's horrific abuse of underage girls over many years, year after year, hundreds of young women.
And that's Nevada Democrat Jackie Rosen. KKFT Firewatch, the Mouse Meadows fire, now over 37,000 acres as it burns in a remote part of Nye County. It's in restricted land that's part of the Nevada National Security Site, a.k.a. Area 51. No evacuations have been ordered. Officials say no publicly accessible buildings are threatened. The Ward Fire in White Pine County, now over 5,700 acres. It's got no containment. It's burning south of Ely right now. 193 firefighters, almost 200, are battling the flames from the ground and the air. Yesterday, firefighters were sent from Clark County because crews are stretched thin across the west. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and all this as heat continues to scorch Nevada and most of the West.
Forecasters say highs across the West will be up to 20 degrees above normal for this time of year, from Southern California to West Texas and from the Central Rockies to the Upper Plains. Expect more daily record highs across the region and a greater chance of wildfires. AccuWeather says Palm Springs, California hit 117 on Saturday, and it could get that hot again today. Phoenix could hit 115 both today and tomorrow. Gusty winds are also in the forecast, which could fan western wildfires. I'm Lisa Taylor.
You can expect flight delays at Reno and Las Vegas airports due to the high heat. The statewide average gas price in Nevada staying flat. AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular in the Silver State now $4.81. Mineral County is the most expensive at $5.45. The least expensive average price can be found in White Pine, where it's $4.27. Gas is $4.79 in Clark County, $5.28 in Washoe County. If you can make it out to Fernley, you can get gas for $4.39. In California, gas prices, they are up a penny.
AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $5.66. The average price in Los Angeles County is $5.71. It's 4 cents less in Orange County. Gas is $5.64 in Ventura County, $5.62 in San Bernardino County, and $5.61 in Riverside County. I'm Mark Mayfield.
12:13 on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Time right now to send things back to Jerry for more.
Yeah, but just wait. It's only going to be 2 to 3 weeks, and those prices will drop dramatically. So I've heard. Well, we've been reporting on the local fires throughout the week and weekend, and you just heard Greg with a couple of fires. There are more fires going on in the state of Nevada, 5 major ones. New Pass fires burning about 30 miles in Churchill County, northwest of Austin, 15% containment, and it has surpassed the Grapevine fire, which burned 26,000 acres in Lincoln County in June. There's a fire called the Quail Springs Fire that started July 25th in Lincoln County near the Nye County border, and that fire about 12,000 acres. Another wildfire that Greg just reported on, that's the Mouse Meadow Fire, and that is burned over 15,000. The Chimney Fire, Western Elko County. Fire 20,000 plus acres, more than actually 20,985. That started Sunday, July 22nd. And the smaller Secret Pass Fire is burning east of Elko, and that's consumed about 3,300 acres of timber just outside the East Humboldt Wilderness, close to the Ruby Mountains. The fire 35% contained at last report. A measure related to election requirements is heading back to Nevada ballots this fall. It's question 7. That's a statewide initiative concerning voter ID. The proposal addresses requirements for in-person and mail-in voters because it amends the Nevada Constitution The law requires two consecutive voter approvals to pass. So we, Nevadans, previously voted on this measure, making this November's vote critical for the future. That'll be the second vote. It will pass, or if it passes, it will become an amendment. Proponents argue the measure addresses election integrity and security, and sit down, grab a crayon, grab a coloring book. Opponent groups express concerns about potential impacts on voters. Well, it's the moment we've all been waiting for. It could be the moment that changes lives forever. Tomorrow, Douglas County commissioners are scheduled to interview and select up to 13 members of the Stormwater Task Force, soon to be named the STF. Commissioners meet 10 a.m. tomorrow in the Douglas County Courthouse in Minden to do this. Acceptance speeches will be limited to 5 minutes or less. I make a yoke. Can't you take a joke? It's an important meeting tomorrow, 10 a.m. in Minden. FM News Talk time is 12:16.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
That earlier disabled pickup truck that was going the wrong direction on eastbound Interstate 80 has been towed off, and everything through the freeways in Carson City, around the Lake Erington, and in Sparks are moving along just fine. Just remember, there is a whole bunch of road work on Highway 50 between Spooner Summit and the Nevada state line. They're widening and doing work in that area. Traffic is brought to you as another service of Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. For auto repair, tires, brakes, oil changes, and AC. Premium quality work, ridiculously affordable. Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. It's 83 degrees in Sparks and Carson City, 82 in Wellington, 73 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at the weather.
Abundant sunshine today, for sure. 96 degrees are expected high in Reno. North northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a clear sky, down to 61 for a low. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. 5 o'clock this afternoon, it's Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vale get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
Store. Driving in, backing out. Driving in, backing out. Bet you never. Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
After a weekend in Virginia City, hot August night sets up in Reno today. I'm John Potter for the Dune News. This is the 40th anniversary of the big event, and it comes with some changes. The Focal Point returns to downtown Reno, and it's no longer at the Grand Sierra Resort, which is hosting its own separate Street Heat 2026 that they call Reno's Hottest Car Show. Well, that kicks off Wednesday. It goes through Saturday. Hot August night starts in Reno today and goes through Sunday. 6,000 registered vehicles, all 1979 or older. Scheduled events begin at 4 o'clock this afternoon with a kickoff party, the show and shine, and the classic cars lined up at the Pepper Mill. Then at 5, the Atlantis hosting their show and shine, a craft fair, and an open cruise. At 6 tonight, live music at the Pepper Mill outdoor stage. Tomorrow, Hot August Nights kicks off their downtown Reno events. It ends with the annual Hot August Nights parade along Virginia Street. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
12:22 right here on the KKFT News at Noon. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neft. Glad you're with us here. And if you are just checking in, the three big things you need to know. Well, he's facing over 20 charges in a child porn case. Authorities say 33-year-old Axel Lopez was discovered to have had over 1,000 images of underage victims, and authorities think there could be more. Number two, protesters hit the streets of Urington over a proposed data center over the weekend. They say it'll suck too much water from the area. Developers say it means over $2.5 billion in tax revenue for Lyon County. And number three, KKFT Firewatch, the Dos Meadows fire, now over 37,000 acres as it burns in a remote part of Nye County. It is our top national story. Democratic voters in Michigan set to select their nominee to face off against Republican Mike Rogers in a very closely watched Senate primary.
Democratic voters here in Michigan are choosing between two very different futures for their party. Congresswoman Haley Stevens accuses her progressive opponent, Abdul Al-Sayed, of hyper-focusing on criticizing Israel and AIPAC spending in this election.
I have an opponent who has definitely made a big part of this race about a foreign country, about AIPAC.
Progressive Abdul Al-Sayed has campaigned with Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar. He's also turning his focus to a general election.
Mike Rogers is a guy who spent his time in Congress figuring out who he could do errands for so he could take more corporate PAC checks to do yet more errands.
Both Stevens and Al-Sayed say they will support the Democratic nominee against Rogers.
And that's Fox's Rich Edson in Detroit. FM News Doc Time, 12:24. Jerry?
Well, you heard John Potter's full report on Hot August Nights. Two other annual events include the Concours d'Elegance, a celebration of classic wooden boats, and the Roaring Twenties. By the way, the Concours d'Elegance in Tahoe, as well as the celebration of the Roaring Twenties. The Great Gatsby Festival is happening at the Tillac Historic Site in Tahoe. Nevada lawmakers next year may consider legislation meant to shield state-run elections from federal interference and speed up election results. A bill modeled after legislation passed by New Mexico and their Democrat liberal government in New Mexico earlier this year would, among other things, restrict armed federal agents near polling places, something that's already banned by federal law. So is it just performative politics? That's a rhetorical question. The Joint Interim Committee on Legislative Operations and Elections also instructed staff to draft a bill setting more stringent timelines for processing of mail ballots. In Nevada's two largest counties, Clark and Washoe in particular, would be required to record the return of a mail ballot within 12 hours of arrival and review the signatures on mail ballots within 24 hours of its arrival. Rural counties would be permitted to send their in-state ballots out sooner. Nevada's been widely criticized for not having election results out quicker. It was cited as some of the reasons that the Democrat National Committee did not select Nevada to hold the first in the nation primary. Traffic and weather together. It's a hot one all week. FM News Talk time is 12:26.
Your midday drive update. KKFT traffic.
Still looking pretty darn good on the roads right now. No collisions to tell you about. The only thing that'll slow you down is a bunch of construction, especially in Sparks. If you're traveling on Bering Boulevard between Sorensen and Golden Way, expect a detour. They're doing a whole bunch of road work through that area. It is 83 degrees in Reno, 85 in Dayton, 84 in Smith Valley, 73 degrees in Incline Village, and 56 degrees in East Egg. Here's a look at your weather.
After a week at a triple digits in Reno, we might not make that lofty mark today. Expected high 96 degrees under all this sunshine. North-northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear sky tonight, taking us down to a low of 61 degrees. If your footwear screams misfit, you definitely need a proper fit. Get a comfortable fit on boots, shoes, sandals, even custom fit arch supports, personalized service too, and a proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. 8 o'clock tonight, Larry Elder on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025, so there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Here's some good news for Northern Nevada job seekers. Chromalloy, a leader in the aerospace industry, is expanding its workforce in Carson City. Open positions include quality inspectors, metalworkers, welders, and electronic technicians. With some of the area's best wages, a sign-on bonus, and benefits beginning on day one, there's never been a better time to apply. Watch for the next job fair, or you can apply today at chromalloy.com. Your future takes flight at Chromalloy.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk. Sports.
The Reno Aces suffered a tough extra innings loss yesterday against the Sacramento River Cats. However, there is great news on the mound. Aces pitcher Jose Cabrera was officially named the Pacific Coast League's Pitcher of the Week earlier this morning. Previews are officially underway as the Wolfpack prepares to start their football camp on Wednesday. And the ECHL's Tahoe Night Monsters have officially re-signed defenseman Tucker Ness to the upcoming 26-27 season. Known for his highly physical brand of play, Ness returns to secure the blue line ahead of their October 23rd home opener. I'm Phil Galbraith, keeping you ahead of the game.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
If you're just checking in at 12:30, northbound 580 at Mount Rose Highway was not the place to be this morning after a wreck just before 10. Multiple cars at the scene shown with NHP crews and an NDOT crew clearing the debris off the freeway. Most of the crash has been cleared. No word on whether anyone was hurt. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's, again, 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio. 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm
John Thossier. President Trump wants Iran to restore full traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. He's threatening military action if they don't. Indiana Republican Senator Jim Banks on Fox says the president wants a peaceful resolution to this conflict.
If the Iranians don't come to the table and rapidly make an agreement to end their nuclear program and reopen the strait, then President Trump is going to bomb the hell out of them again.
The U.S. and Israel have agreed to pause further strikes while the deal's being negotiated. Former chief medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is facing increased criticism from GOP members after a recent Senate hearing. Representative Jim Jordan says for the entirety of COVID-19, the rhetoric seemed to have followed a template.
The left will tell a lie. Big media will report the lie. Big tech amplifies the lie. And when you tell the truth, they call you names.
America is listening to Fox News.
Very glad to have you with us here at 12:31 on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neff. So glad you're joining us here. It is 91 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport, cloudless skies, and it's our top local story. If you are just checking in, 20 charges slammed against a Reno man accused of possessing a lot of child porn. RPD says they were tipped off to what 33-year-old Axel Lopez was doing during a separate case.
Lopez was initially arrested on July 8, 2026 during a regional heat operation. That arrest stemmed from an investigation in which Lopez allegedly attempted to meet a 15-year-old female juvenile for sexual acts.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says the case grew from there.
During the continuing investigation, detectives identified more than 1,000 images and videos suspected of depicting child sexual abuse. The 20 additional charges are based on 20 videos, each depicting a separate child victim. The charged files represent only a portion of the suspected material under review.
Mercurio says there could be more victims. If you know anything, give them a call. A crash along Highway 50 in Lake Tahoe over the weekend. This happened Sunday between Glenbrook Road and Highway 28 west of the Spooner Lake Recreation Area. NHP says this involves an SUV and a sedan. One victim had to be rushed to the hospital. Driver impairment, the guy was drinking, is suspected to be a factor in the wreck. Well, the start of school just a few weeks away, and now pediatricians are saying now is the time to get kids and teens back into a school year ready sleep schedule.
You're going
to
wake up at 8 or 9 a.m. no matter what time you actually fell asleep, and no naps either.
And that's Dr. Luis Ortiz with Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital. FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
KKFT, live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
FM Talk Weather.
Brought to you by A Proper Fit. It's clear it's time to get into Proper Fit. Imagine getting 2 or even 3 pairs for the price of 1. Ladies, that's the kind of savings you'll find on top brands during the sale now at A Proper Fit in the Reno Town Mall. Dress light, abundant sunshine, taking us to a high of 96 degrees today. Winds north-northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Low tonight, 61. At 5, Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on 99.1 FM Talk.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
A new wildland fire south of Reno. I'm John Potter for the new news. The Diablo fire started late yesterday afternoon. It's just 2 miles southeast of Pleasant Valley, east of East Lake Road. It's burning grass and sage and quickly scorched 90 acres. But about 12 hours ago, fire crews report that forward progress on the blaze has been stopped and an evacuation warning lifted and homes are not threatened. The Ringo fire that started Saturday just north of Cold Springs has been put out. It started out fast. An evacuation center was set up at the North Valley's library, but fire crews contained it last night. That burned 78 acres. And there's the enormous New Pass fire north of Highway 50 at the Churchill-Lander County line. Containment's now at 43%. Lightning started that one. It has burned 50 square miles of pinyon juniper vegetation west of Austin. Fire crews have set full containment for sometime next week. Local areas out east may get smoke from that until then. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your new news.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are climbing as President Trump's latest pivot back to diplomacy in the Middle East sent oil prices sliding. Shares of Palantir are up 2%. The data analytics and AI company will report earnings after the closing bell today. Shares of GameStop are down over 14% after the company says it will swap $1.4 billion worth of debt for stock. Northrop Grumman shares are up about 0.5%. The defense contractor says it signed 2 multi-year agreements with the Pentagon and Lockheed Martin. Campari is pouring Aperol into new territory, targeting the beer-centric world of stadiums and concerts. The beverage company recently tried out a new way of serving that spritz cocktail. At events where speed is of the essence, it was put on tap, eliminating the need for staff to do the mixing. That is your Fox Business Report. I'm Angelo Bavaro. Invest it in you.
It is 12:38 today on the KKFT News at Noon. Thank you so much for being here as we continue right along. Today's Moment with Mike preempted. Mike, of course, will be back with us tomorrow with all things on your money. In the meantime, President Trump says newly planned talks with Iran are the last chance for Tehran to forge a deal and avoid an escalation of U.S. strikes on the country.
The president says he wants to give Iran every last chance, as he described it before, quote, decapitation. But there's still a lot of confusion on if these talks with Iran are happening and what ultimately they could lead to if there's any kind of deal actually on the table. But President Trump had claimed inside the Oval Office moments ago that results could come as soon as tomorrow.
We'll find out today or tomorrow. I mean, they're going to go quickly one way or the other. It's not very complex. We're talking about the strait, the opening of the strait, having it open literally by tomorrow, completely open. And that's phase one.
And over the weekend, the president called off what he described as the largest attack since World War II. That was set to happen on Iran, but then these allies intervened, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, as well as Qatar, convincing the president to hold off on that large attack in hope of some kind of diplomacy. But this really has become a pattern, the president threatening these major strikes, then calling them off at the final hour to talk with Iran. And that's what's playing out in recent days. A deal here, though, as we heard from the president inside the Oval Office, it would likely be similar to one that was signed off nearly 2 months ago that Iran didn't follow through on. And the president had said that that would be reopening the Strait of Hormuz, also ending Iran's nuclear capabilities, really his goal since day one. So it's still unclear if these negotiations are happening because Iran had said that they weren't, but the president had just claimed that they're happening now inside of the Oval Office, and there could be some kind of results tomorrow about the Strait of Hormuz. While Iran did say they were talking to Oman about traffic in the Strait of Hormuz, so there is the potential for that. But as far as what this event was, Alicia, the president signing this executive order aimed at addressing challenges that military families here at home are facing as they support those serving our country. That was the big focus, but as really many Oval Office events in the last 6 months, it was overshadowed by these updates on Iran.
That was Libby Dean from News Nation Cable TV. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Well, I think I may have a new Keystone CPA Noon News Daily poll. How many days before Iran attacks someone again? Anyone? We may change that and may actually make it. I'm not sure the choices. 1 day, 2 days, 2+ days, 3+ days. We'll see if we get to that. Declassified White House documents on election integrity named Nevada as one of the four states where the Department of Homeland Security alleges non-citizens are illegally registered to vote. The White House released previously classified documents related to the 2020 and 2018 elections. Among the documents released by the White House, a section on non-citizens on state voter rolls. Quote, over 250,000 non-citizens are illegally registered to vote in just the four states for which public data files have been reviewed. The document identified those four states as California, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and, wait for it, Nevada. Cisco Aguilar responded with, quote, the facts have not changed. Nevada's elections are among the safest, most secure, and accessible in the nation. And another one of those bills that will be considered next year by the legislature here in Nevada, allow incarcerated voters in county and city jails to vote via the state's effective absentee system for elections. What could go wrong? Sheriff's Night Out takes place in Carson City tomorrow. Local deputies, canine teams, and helicopters will be there with free food, drinks, and gift card raffles. That's 5 p.m. tomorrow, Carson City at Mills Park. FM News Talk Time, 1242.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
No problems to tell you about. It is smooth sailing on the roads this afternoon. No collisions to tell you about. No debris in the road, but there is a bunch of road work if you're traveling between Reno and the California state line on Interstate 80. They are replacing 7 bridges that are 60 years old, so it is time. Be prepared for delays and a lot of detours. It's 84 degrees in Sparks and in Minden and in Urington. 73 degrees in Zephyr Cove. Here's a look at your weather.
Abundant sunshine today, for sure. 96 degrees are expected high in Reno. North-northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a clear sky, down to 61 for a low. Cool Breeze Heating and Air Conditioning. Take advantage of their 20-point AC Super Tune-Up Special. Give Cool Breeze a call or go to coolbreezenv.com to schedule your appointment. Cool Breeze, your local experts. 5 o'clock this afternoon, it's Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Papi and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967, they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing, Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranties.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
Caring for a loved one with memory loss can leave you feeling overwhelmed, exhausted, and concerned about the future. But you don't have to walk this path alone. Welcome to Valage Senior Living at Carson Valley. Through our Journey Memory Care program with Safely You AI Fall Detection, we provide dedicated memory care day and night. Before the weight becomes too heavy, visit ValageSeniorLiving.com to see how we can help. At Valage, memory care is built around the whole person, not just a diagnosis. Our community offers customizable 24/7 personal care plans managed by our team members. Your loved one will enjoy a warm, welcoming home with comfortable spaces and chef-prepared meals made daily. Bring back the joy of simply being a family member again. Visit VillageSeniorLiving.com to schedule a tour. That's VillageSeniorLiving.com. Valage Senior Living at Carson Valley in Minden. We are here for you when you need us.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road. Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news. KKFT.
KKFT. Glad you're with us here as we continue right along on your Monday. And if you are just getting reconnected, glad to have you with us from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Two people have died of cyclosporiasis. That's the explosive diarrhea illness in Michigan. And word is that it still continues to spread.
The Michigan Department of Public Health says as of July 30th, there have been over 11,000 reported cases, nearly 200 hospitalizations, and now two fatalities. According to the medical records of both individuals who died, they had significant underlying health conditions that may have been impacted by cyclosporiasis and dehydration. The department said it would not be saying anything more about the two deaths, but went on to say that cyclosporiasis is generally not life-threatening, and deaths related to it in the United States are generally uncommon.
News Nation's Kevin Wells reporting. The box office touting another major weekend after Spider-Man Brand New Day raked in $355 million.
It was the second biggest opening weekend in box office history, with Brand New Day bringing in $927 million globally. It comes as data reveals movies are making a rebound, with attendance for this summer's showings in line with those of 2019.
People are looking for, you know, what was before social media, you know, going out and connecting again. You're starting to see that more.
So it's good to see people getting off the couch, getting away from the phones, and going to the movies.
The Odyssey remains a major attraction after its $264 million worldwide opening, making $51 million in its third weekend. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Where are the happiest U.S. cities? Well, it's not Reno.
A recent WalletHub study ranked 182 of the U.S.'s largest cities based on residents' happiness using factors like income, mental well-being, physical health, and social connections. It found the five happiest cities in the U.S. are Fremont, California, Bismarck, North Dakota, Scottsdale, Arizona, South Burlington, Vermont, and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm Monica Nelson.
Like I said, none of them were in Reno, which I'm surprised about because I think we're pretty happy here. Meantime, consumer sentiment jumped in July as inflation fears eased.
The University of Michigan's final reading for last month rose nearly 12% from June. The survey's chief economist said despite the recent gains, overall sentiment is still down 11% from a year ago. She noted consumers remain focused on pocketbook issues after 5 years of high inflation and high prices. One-year inflation expectations dip slightly to their lowest reading since March. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Meantime, Amazon continues to rise after its market value topped $3 trillion for the first time.
Shares hit a record high Monday, rising about 4% after the company reported their second quarter earnings, fueled by major growth in its cloud computing business and rising demand for artificial intelligence services. Amazon Web Services brought in more than $42 billion in revenue, beating Wall Street expectations and highlighting the continued AI boom across the tech industry. CEO Andy Jassy says Amazon plans to increase its spending on AI infrastructure, projecting capital investments could reach $220 billion this year as the company works to keep up with demand. I'm at Mattinson.
Full disclosure, I unfortunately helped. I gave them $15 for my Prime membership. Still, no big winner in the Powerball lottery.
Nobody matched all six numbers in Saturday night's drawing, so the Powerball rolls over to Monday night, when the jackpot will be worth an estimated $748 million. The lump sum cash value for that $2 ticket comes to over $325 million.
I'm Mark Mayfield.
And other news that we continue to follow here on this Monday afternoon. Well, word is that it's time right now for today's To Your Health.
Doctors are seeing a new cosmetic side effect caused by weight loss drugs like Ozempic.
The condition, known as temporal hollowing or sunken temples, can make the face look older and thinner. Experts say it's becoming more noticeable as GLP-1 medications grow in popularity. Temporal hollowing is the loss of fat in the temples, the areas on the sides of the forehead. The condition is more likely to happen when patients lose weight too quickly or do not follow a personalized treatment plan. I'm Mark Mayfield.
New research suggests limiting sugar for children under the age of 2 may be good for brain health later in life. Researchers at Hong Kong University looked at 65,000 older people who were real young during the UK government program that limited sugar during World War II. The study found sugar rationing up to the age of 2 was linked to a 23% lower level of dementia. However, researchers note it's impossible to tell just how much sugar those people in the study consumed during that time. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk Time, 12:51.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
The Nevada Wolfpack hits the gridiron this Wednesday as players officially report to camp and hope to bring back the Fremont Cannon this year. In Carson City, the local prep sports schedule drops later this afternoon, finalizing the highly anticipated rivalry matchups for the Carson High Senators. The ECHL's Tahoe Night Monsters locked down their defense today, officially re-signing physical blue liner Tucker Ness for the upcoming season. All eyes are on Major League Baseball as front offices scramble to finalize blockbuster deals before tonight's high-stakes MLB trade deadline. I'm Phil Galbraith, keeping you ahead of the game.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorneys. Fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Kawasaki Mule Side-by-Sides have supported the hardest workers for decades. From large-scale projects to property maintenance, Mule embodies versatile performance and exceptional reliability. With powerful engines and strong towing and hauling, Mule is the ultimate workhorse. All Mule Side-by-Sides are built Kawasaki strong and backed by a 3-year limited factory warranty. Count on Kawasaki Mule.
Visit Kawasaki Yamaha of Reno, 2345 Market Street in Reno.
At Juniper Hill Furniture and Design, we believe your home should be an expression of you. For over 26 years, our passion for beautiful interiors had made us Northern Nevada's premier luxury showroom. Walk through thoughtfully designed vignettes filled with exquisite furniture, lighting, artwork, and more. Enjoy complimentary professional design services, turning your ideas into reality. Visit Juniper Hill Furniture off East Patriot Boulevard and discover a design team dedicated to bringing your vision to life. Juniper Hill Furniture and Design, thoughtfully curated, personally designed.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom with star-spangled savings on the most reliable American-made vehicles. Hi, Chris Russell, Nissan Carson City. All across this great nation, Nissan is churning out America's most dependable trucks and SUVs. But to celebrate July, we're giving you freedom from interest on nearly all of our award-winning inventory of new Nissans. Fuel your American dream with the powerful V6 engine under the hood of our Frontier. You'll be the hero in the nation's best value midsize pickup. At 0% interest financing or take an immediate $7,000 off the sticker price.
Must finance through NMAC. OAC. Cashback varies based on vehicle model. Offer expires August 3rd.
voted number one for new vehicle sales in Carson City, home of Tires and Oil for Life on every new vehicle. Nissan Carson City.
Inflation, turmoil, gas prices.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
News and talk.
Nevada's FM News Talk.
What the hell is going on here?
All things considered, what you're feeling is...
Hey, what's going on over here?
Is that dangerous?
Normal. The only treatment is a daily dose of news, talk, and truth.
See what happened?
You've been prescribed...
99.1 FM News Talk.
Side effects may vary.
FM Talk Weather.
Brought to you by A Proper Fit. It's clear it's time to get into Proper Fit. Imagine getting two or even three pairs for the price of one. Ladies, that's the kind of savings you'll find on top brands during the sale now at A Proper Fit in the Reno Town Mall. Dress light, abundant sunshine taking us to a high of 96 degrees today. Winds north-northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Low tonight, 61. At 5, Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
12:56 here on the news at noon. And with school starting soon, one expert weighing in on how parents can help manage screen time for their kids. A Clemson University professor who trains mental health counselors says it's not an all or nothing approach. And yes, screen time's okay in moderation.
It's not that the screen time itself is bad, but it's how to manage it when it's taking away from things like sleep, social interaction, and other things that are part of normal childhood development.
And that's Dr. Amanda Rumsey, who says parents need to make sure that screen time does not hurt the kids' sleep. FM News Talk Time, 12:57. Now back to Jerry.
All right, so what we're doing is we're waiting for the hook. When does the hook come in? Is the hook going to get here before the show ends? Let us hope. There it goes. All right, that's a good place to end right there. That was a suggestion from Jeff. He said that... A text from Jeff suggested that coming out of the commercial break with Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles after that story about I-80 would be good. If you got a good idea like that one or any ideas or suggestions or comments, text them to 775-884-9910. And we'll change the Keystone CPA Noon News Daily poll. Previous results, if you're thinking about your household finances, how do you feel you are now? Are you better off? Are you worse? Or about the same? 75% said just about the same. 25% said worse than this time last year. So we'll change the poll something along the lines of how many more hours, days, or maybe even minutes before Iran breaks the latest, quote, in quotation, air quotes here, negotiations. I think A&G put it in perspective this morning regarding Trump and Iran. And I suggest you listen to him tomorrow and stay right where you are. Guy Benson Show coming up after the news at the top of the hour. FM News Talk time is 12:59. Have a great Monday.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.